USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump sent a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Wednesday, pledging to continue on with the State of the Union address, saying that there's no security concerns around the event. Senate leaders are setting up votes on competing bills aimed at ending the partial government shutdown on Thursday. Now, neither bill is expected to advance. Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger tells Fox News the president has made a great offer to the Democrats.
Usually some solution will come out of the Senate. That's what I've seen in the past. I hope the Senate can come up with some kind of a negotiated solution that we can get out of this, because there's so much damage being done. And ultimately, even if one side wins, do you really win after all this?
Covington High School student Nicholas Sandman said in an interview on the Today Show that he wishes the encounter he had with a Native American would have gone a little bit differently. Covington High School is open after being closed yesterday due to security concerns. This is USA Radio News.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
GM now admits it has a big problem brewing at their Toledo, Ohio plant. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
Two federal lawsuits have been filed accusing the automaker of ignoring severe racial harassment. The company says it's now urgently working to identify which of its employees turned the Toledo plant into a hateful, racist place. African-American workers alleged they were routinely disparaged, not only with the repeated use of the N-word, but also with nooses, swastikas, and whites-only graffiti on the bathroom doors. GM's admission comes after months of sidestepping claims from 11 black workers. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A new survey out from Gallup says more adults now are without health insurance than ever. As of late 2018, about 14% of Americans remained uninsured. The study did not ask why folks do not have health insurance. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez recently claimed that the world will end in 12 years due to climate change and says the Trump administration is doing little about it. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders reacts to the comments on Fox News.
Look, I don't think we're going to listen to her on much of anything, particularly not on matters that are we're going to leave into the hands of a much, much higher authority, and certainly not listen to the freshman congresswoman on when the world may end. We're focused on what's happening in the world right now. We wish that Democrats like herself would engage in that conversation, help us fix some of the current problems we know exist, and work with us to get some things done, particularly on the border.
On the eve of massive protests planned around Venezuela, the Trump administration has released a video on social media calling for the overthrow of the socialist government in Caracas. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Vice President Mike Pence called for the country's people to make your voices heard.
Nicolas Maduro is a dictator with no legitimate claim to power. He's never won the presidency in a free and fair election, and he's maintained his grip of power by imprisoning anyone who dares to oppose him.
The U.S. supports the leader of the National Assembly.
The United States supports the courageous decision by Juan Guaido, the president of your National Assembly.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.